The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is the Friday edition of Bob Burney Live, and I love hearing from you on any day of the week, but especially on Fridays. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I begin the program by simply asking this question: what in the world is happening to our libraries? What is happening? You know, I used to think there was probably no place that was safer for children than your local public library. When our kids were young, Joy used to take them down for story hours. When some of our grandkids were young, she took them for story hour. What in the world is happening? We were just recently talking about the Delaware County Library that was hosting a drag event featuring a drag queen, a former Miss Gay Ohio or Miss Gay America or whatever, a sexualized event. Listen, drag is about sexuality. It is ludicrous and ridiculous when people say, oh, it's not, it's just about an art form, an expression. It's not about sexuality. Are you kidding me? Does anybody expect us to be that dumb, that stupid, not to think that drag is sexual in nature? Of course it is. Anyways, we were talking about Delaware. The Delaware Library was inundated with phone calls, complaints. They say threats. I was talking to someone who lives in Delaware County on Wednesday night. This individual said that they had called the Delaware Police and the Delaware Sheriff's Department and asked, have any death threats been reported, any serious threats been reported about this drag event at the library? And at that point, at that time, the Sheriff's Department and the Police Department said, we don't know anything about threats. But anyway, the Delaware County Library said, well, for the safety of the people and so forth, we're going to cancel it. And I'm firmly convinced it was just a way to save face. Because if they had canceled it because of public opinion, the radical leftist progressive community would have flipped out. And there would have been threats, probably death threats. So it was a way out for the library. Well, that has been taken care of, and that event has been canceled at the library. It's been moved someplace else, but it's not at the library. And now, Licking County. Yes, West Newark, the Emerson branch of the Licking County Library, on Friday, June 7th, is hosting an event called A Universe of Stories, A Galaxy of Diversity. Yeah, it's happening on June 7th. This is not rumor. I looked it up on the website at the Licking County Library, and you can do the same. Just look up lickingcountylibrary.org, look through events, go over to June, look at June 7th, and you can see it for yourself. Yeah, it's a drag event. Now get this. Get this. It's for 12 to 19-year-olds. June 7th. 12 to 19-year-olds. And from what I can gather, parents are allowed to come to the library, but they are not allowed to sit in on the class. Excuse me? Parents are forbidden? You take a 12-year-old kid to the library, and the library says, we're sorry, we're going to take your 12-year-old kid into a drag event, but you can't come. Doesn't that tell you something about the content? That the organizers, the promoters, do not want parents to see and hear? Any parent in their right mind would never agree to their child to go to something where the parents are forbidden to attend. Anyway, the reason given is that the library wants the kids to feel comfortable asking anything they want to ask. So parents are forbidden because the library wants kids to feel comfortable asking anything they want. They'll be telling kids how to access information about the LGBT community so they can access resources and such. They will be taught how to dress in drag, how to do makeup drag, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, a friend sent me an email this morning and said that they had been in contact with the woman at the branch that is hosting it. And again, it is the West Newark Emerson branch of the library. And the woman at the branch said, we haven't had anybody complain. I hope that changes. Now, we have, I would assume, thousands of listeners in Licking County. If you live in Licking County, would you please, today, this afternoon, call the Licking County Library? Now, folks, do not make threats. I would be embarrassed. I would be ashamed of any listener to this program who would call and make any kind of a threat. That's wrong. Don't do it. I don't have to tell you because my listeners wouldn't do it. But do not make threats. Be kind, but be firm. And by the way, I think it's fine to say, I am outraged that my tax dollars are being used for this. I think that's fine. I think we should be outraged. People in Licking County should be outraged that your tax dollars are paying for something like this. But a person at the library said, nobody's complained. Well, I think it's because nobody knew about it. Well, those of you who live in Licking County, you now know about it. Again, it is coming up on June 7th, Friday, June 7th, A Universe of Stories, A Galaxy of Diversity. Now, I have officially requested to have a spokesperson from the library come on this program. I'll tell you whether I hear from them or not. I hope so. I hope that we can have someone from the library on the program so they can give their side of it. And I can give my side, and that you could be able to call and have your input as well. But just in case they are unwilling to send someone to be on the program, call the Licking County Library. Again, a representative at the library said, nobody has called. We have not heard from a single person. This is what someone at the library said. Not one person has complained. I hope you will change that. Be kind, be respectful, but be forceful. Be forceful, but kind and gracious, and you can do that. If these indeed are public libraries paid for with public funds, then the public must speak out. I know there are people in Licking County who will think this is great, this is wonderful, but I cannot help but believe that the majority of people in Licking County do not want the children of Licking County exposed to this. It's inappropriate. And especially when parents are not allowed to be with their kids. It's for 12 to 19-year-olds, and it is a week from today. So you have plenty of time to make your opinion known. Call the Licking County Library. And by the way, check it out for yourself. Go to lickingcountylibrary.org. Go under events, pull up the June calendar, and you'll see it there for Friday, June 7th. You'll see all of the details, and you can read it for yourself. Don't believe me. Don't take my word for it. But I cannot believe that as of last night, the library said not one person had called with concerns. Boy, I hope that changes. People in Licking County, call. Now, if you live outside of Licking County, you can call too. Now, your voice will not be as powerful as people who actually are paying for this with their tax dollars. You might want to contact City Council in Licking County, Newark. Call city officials, county officials, county commissioners. Make your voice known. If this is public, the public should be able to express themselves. All right, I need to take a break. And when we return, an update. Just yesterday, I told you that today, the state of Missouri might be the first state in America since Roe v. Wade without a single abortion clinic. Well, a federal judge has issued an order today. I'll tell you what that order is when we return.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Wednesday and yesterday, I told you that today, Missouri might become the first state in America after Roe v. Wade to not have a single abortion clinic in the state. Well, that didn't happen this morning. A Missouri judge issued an order ensuring the state's only abortion clinic can continue providing the service. This was just hours before the St. Louis Planned Parenthood facility's license was set to expire. Now, why did their license expire? Well, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services had not renewed the license, citing, quote, concerns with failed abortions, compromised patient safety, and legal violations at the clinic. So, why in the world did a Missouri judge declare that they could stay open? I can't find the reason. All I know is I found news articles out of Missouri and other places just saying that this federal judge, Circuit Court Judge Michael Stelzer, ruled, you can't shut down the clinic. I honestly don't get that. I don't get that. If it was closed down or it was going to be closed because the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services cited, quote, failed abortions, compromised patient safety, legal violations at the clinic, then you would think it would be an open and shut case. Well, St. Louis Circuit Court Judge Michael Stelzer didn't feel so. Planned Parenthood had sued the state of Missouri to prevent the clinic from being closed down, and a federal judge has sided with Planned Parenthood. I don't know whether the state of Missouri is going to appeal that ruling or not, but as of now, the last remaining abortion clinic in the state of Missouri will stay open, and they will be able to continue killing unborn babies because of a judge's decision. Isn't that bizarre? Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services says it's not safe. They violated the law. Oh, boy. Anyway, for now, abortions will continue in the state of Missouri at the one and only abortion clinic left operating in the state. Joy and I love to watch the spelling bee, the annual spelling bee. I didn't know it was on last night. I didn't know, or we probably would have watched. I think it's fun. It's incredible what these kids can spell. Not only are they words I've never heard of, I can't pronounce them, let alone spell them. Well, they made history last night. It was the 92nd Scripps National Spelling Bee, and it ended with 8 co-champions. It was a tie. They went 20 rounds, which included a run of 47 correct words. Quote, Thursday night's unprecedented decision was made after round 17, when it was announced that while there were plenty of words left in the dictionary, there were only enough challenging words for 3 more rounds. So the judges decided, after round 17, we're going to have 3 more rounds, and whoever is left standing at that point, they will all be declared winners. Well, there were 8 of them. After 20 rounds, one of the judges said, we're throwing the dictionary at you, and so far you are showing the dictionary who is the boss. 20 rounds, 47 correct words. Some of the words, O-M-P-H-A-L-O-P-S-Y. C-H-I-T-E. I can't pronounce it, let alone spell it. Congratulations. All of the 8 champions received $50,000. Congratulations to all of them. Great job.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.